Welcome to Stappin' Out, the 12-step meeting on the air. Tonight you'll meet real people with true stories of addiction and recovery. And now, Stappin' Out.
Hello, America, and welcome. Welcome to a special New Year's edition of Stappin' Out. You're listening to Stappin' Out, one of the most unique shows on radio. Each week, Stappin' Out takes you inside a 12-step program. You know, there's something amazing about a 12-step meeting. It's a proven technique to beat addiction. But hey, did you ever wonder just what exactly goes on at a 12-step meeting? Well, you're going to find out right now. I'm your host, Kevin, filling in for Drew. This edition of Stepping Out will focus on alcohol. So get ready to hear real stories of people who took their drinking way too far, yet found strength and hope within the fellowship of a 12-step program. Our first guest up is Ralph. Hello, Ralph, and welcome to Stepping Out.
Hi, I am Ralph, and I am an alcoholic, and I'm certainly happy to be here, especially on New Year's. This is my eighth New Year's sober, and I drank for a long, long time, and like Kevin says, I took it way too serious. I started drinking probably when 13 years of age. I remember it like it was yesterday because I drank to be angry. I wanted to be angry. I had a lot of brothers, three sisters. And I had a father that drank a lot, and I just wanted to drink like him and be as angry as him. But I'm not here to really talk about my father. I'm really to talk about the 43 years that I was in denial. I drank with a passion. I drank every day that I could. I drank in the United States Navy. I drank at home. I drank every day. I drank at work. I had my own business, and I lost that business because I drank. I had three daughters. I had a wife. I'm married 45 years. And I'm standing here right now. I was actually sitting here right now thanking God, thanking the rooms of AA, and thanking a little boy that told me that I stunk, made him nauseous, and he wouldn't kiss me goodnight. That was 8 years ago. My grandson Joseph told me that I stunk, made him nauseous, and he wouldn't kiss me goodnight. And for the first time in my life, I heard something that I probably desperately needed to hear. And I knew I had to do something. It's probably the first time in my life I ever cried. And I cried, and I didn't understand why I cried. But I never wanted to hear that from him again, because Joseph was put in my life, I believe today, because I'm sober, 8 years later, that to hear those words. Because, you know, I had three daughters that did not talk to me, including Joseph's mother. I have today a 44-year-old daughter that actually calls me and says, "How are you? How am I? How you doing, Dad?" And actually says she loves me. I have at home a wife that I don't know why and how she's still around, but we're married 45 years. That's right. I came in this program at 56 years of age, not thinking that I can get any help at all and not really looking for any help. I didn't actually come here to actually stop drinking. I actually came here to probably learn more ways to manipulate and to get away with it, because that's how my denial was. That's how my drinking was. I drank with a passion. I drank a lot. You know, I'm sitting here pretty grateful today because, like I said, 8 years of not drinking and 8 years of smiling and 8 years of saying good morning to people and 8 years of learning to love, learning to feel, learning to smile. That means so much to me today because I never took time to do that. I never actually cared for people. I was one of those guys who drank just a drink. I don't know if I ever liked the taste of drinking. I can't remember, actually, but I know that I loved the effect it gave me because it took me out of myself. You know, I was told when I first came into these rooms, "Ralph, if you're talking to yourself, you're probably talking to the wrong person." And that meant something to me. You know, there was another time that I walked into AA because I had to go to AA. 6 days I was in the program. I went into a meeting. I knocked on the door, and I opened, and I seen about 20 people sitting around, and they were all guys, and they said, this is an AA meeting, a round robin. I walked into that meeting, and I sat down, and no sooner than I sat down, I realized it was a gay meeting. Now, I walked in, I sat down, and they got around to me, and they said to me exactly, do you want anything to say? And I said, listen, I'm only here 6 days. I think I just have to listen. I don't think I can contribute anything to, you know, for what I can say. So I'm here to listen. And they got around. At the end of the meeting, we all stood up and we held hands. And the guy on my left says to me, you're not gay, are you, darling? And I says to him, no, I'm not. He says, not to worry. This was a program of change. And I almost didn't come back to AA. But it taught me to laugh. It taught me to giggle. And it taught me to understand something, that I'm here because I got to be here. Let me tell you how I feel about AA. AA has not saved my life. It's given me a life. Because before that, let me tell you what my Christmas was like. Falling asleep, not opening gifts with my children, not being there with my children. My children have to come down to a bar and actually come in and ask for money. And they knew they can go and ask for this money at a bar simply because I would not embarrass myself in front of the people at that bar. And that's the only place. When I was home, they couldn't talk to me because either I was too drunk or out of it or I fell asleep. It was a terrible life. I see now. But then it didn't make a difference to me because all I wanted to do was drink. Like I said in the beginning when I started talking, that I drank for 43 years. And I didn't want to stop drinking. But what I found out in AA is I never knew that I couldn't stop drinking. I never knew that. And AA has taught me that. But AA has taught me a lot. It taught me how to become a person. Because like I said, like that fella said to me, not to worry. This is a program of change. There's one thing we have to do in this program, because there's a lot of us out there that want this program. There's a lot of us out there that need this program. But there ain't that many who want this program. And you have to want this program. Just putting down the drink is not the end of it. We have to start changing our lives. We have a 12-step program. It's called a 12-step program. The simple reason it's called a 12-step program is because they have 12 steps. And to me, the steps has become the most important thing in my life because it changed my life. It made me realize what I had to do in order to be a good person. And maybe I'm not a good person yet. I don't know that yet. But I know I'm a civil person. I know that I can talk to people today. I love saying good morning. I love getting up because I don't come to anymore. I actually wake up. I shower every day. I brush my teeth. I smile every day, and I'm there for my family. Now, talking about my family, I'm a pretty lucky guy that they stuck around. I told you I have a 44-year-old daughter, but I also have a 42-year-old daughter. And guess what? She's in the program, too. Okay, and I have to say that it's one of the best days of my life, that because she's in the program, I'm a very happy person because of that, because she used to drink just like Daddy used to drink. So I'm very happy that Rose is in this program today. So I'm just filled with gratitude, and I don't know where to go with it except that it's a blessing that I wake up every morning and I say to myself that thank God that I'm in this program, and thank God that I can make phone calls to my daughter. My daughter calls me, and we help each other today.
If you want to check out or communicate with us, you can check out our website. We'd love to hear from you at steppingoutradio.com. Tonight we're talking about AA and alcohol addiction. And anybody out there thinks they have a problem or knows somebody has a problem, they should just check out AA in the phone book or just go to their website. I believe it's AA.org. And we're speaking with Ralph, who basically says that he's been in denial for a long time. But he hit bottom when his grandson, I think around the holidays, Ralph went to kiss him, and he basically said, you know, Grandpa, you stink, and I don't even want to kiss you. And that really hit Ralph pretty hard. And Ralph, how did you first get to your first meeting?
Well, after I heard that from Joseph, I walked down to a meeting. And in fact, it took me 5.5 hours to get up to my first meeting because I was scared. And here's a guy that I honestly believe I wasn't afraid of anything my whole entire life. But I had the jitters that day, and it took me 5.5 hours to get up to a meeting. And I went to 14th Street, and there was a place called 14th Street Workshop. And I walked around that block for hours. And this fellow, Ronnie, came up to me, and I found out his name after he introduced himself. And he says, "Are you looking to go to a meeting?" And I says to him, "Yeah, I think so." He says, "Come on, I'll take you to one." And he took me upstairs, and he sat me down by the door. And Ronnie introduced me to every person who walked in that room and said, "This is Ralph. It's his first day." And every one of those people that came in through that door shook my hand and said, "Welcome." He made me feel like the most important person in that room. And I couldn't understand why I liked it and why I felt that way. And I thank God today that I felt that way, because I'll tell you what it did for me. It made me realize that I needed help. It made me realize that maybe, finally, after 43 years of drinking, that I might be able to hear something that I need to hear. And that day, I did hear something. And that was that I had a problem. I heard about denial. I heard about how we just don't want to stop drinking. And I knew that was me. In fact, I thought they were talking about me. I said, "Somebody told them my story."
They're all here for you.
And I actually felt that way. But I knew after that meeting was over, when we all held hands and they taught me the Serenity Prayer, it has become my most important prayer of my day, simply because it's a program, like I said in the beginning, it's a program for change. But I liked it because it taught me something, the most important thing that I think I needed to learn in my life, which I never took time to find out about. That it's okay to ask for help. And it's okay to be an alcoholic. And it's okay to have this problem, as long as we try to do something about it. Because, like I said, I came in this program at 56 years of age. I'm 64 now. 8 years. I'm finally growing up. I'm finally becoming the person that my dog always thought I was. You know? And it's a good feeling, a good, good feeling that I have a daughter 44, a daughter 42. I have a daughter 40. I have a wife of 45 years. I have grandchildren, 5 grandchildren, 5 of them boys, and 1 of them a little girl. And that little girl has not seen her granddaddy ever drunk because she happens to be 4 years old. I have that little boy that I said in the beginning that told me I stunk and made me nauseous, that he wouldn't kiss me goodnight. He's 17 years old today. He's 6 foot tall, a strapping young man, and kisses me every morning before he goes to school. And that makes it all worth it for me that I don't have to pick up that first drink. And not every day it's good. Not every day, because, you know, we have these things that we have called character defects. And I was afraid to let all these things go because, you know, like I said in the beginning, I was one of those tough guys. You know, I was in the service. And I happened to be lucky enough, I taught hand-to-hand combat, and I thought I was God. I didn't think I needed anybody. I didn't know how to ask for help. And this program has taught me that it's okay to ask for help, because the first word in those 12-step program is a word that's meant, it means the world to me today. It's we. It's not I, it's we. And that makes it a we program. We're here to help each other. We're here to look out for each other. We have sponsors. We have sponsees. We have grand sponsors. We go to meetings every day for one reason, because of that denial that I was in. I go to meetings every day. That's true. Or I should say that's right, because I need to, because of those 43 years that I thought I was in paradise. I thought I was, I thought everything was okay. I didn't have a problem. See, I happen to be one of those fortunate guys. I never went to a rehab like some poor guys have to go. And they're great, by the way. I understand they're great. I speak at rehabs today. I speak and I do as much service as I possibly can today simply because what these people of AA has given me. They gave me my life. They gave me a life. They gave me faith. They gave me hope. And you know something? I said I wasn't afraid. I thank God today that I can say I have the fear. But you know what I replaced that fear with is faith. I actually put a lot of faith in my life today simply because I found out I can't do this alone. And I wasn't a person of God. I wasn't a person. You know, this is not a religious program, by the way, because I use the word God. It's a spiritual program. And it taught me something that I never thought I can comprehend. And that is life on life's terms. You know, it doesn't seem to be the most important thing. What's life on life's terms? Do you know if you can wake up in the morning and open the door for somebody, you might change their day. Your smile might change their day. Your hello, your kindness might change their day. And you know something? It changes your day. I know it changes my day. It makes me feel like a human being. Because you know something? I never felt like I had a heart. And I thank God today that I have a heart today. That I can feel these things. That I can feel that thing of what we call hope. Let me use that word, hope, because that's what I have today, a lot of hope. What I feel like today, I didn't feel like 8 years ago. 8 years, I'm finally growing up. I'm finally becoming a person that people remember my name, and I could not believe that people the next day when I came back said, "How are you, Ralph?" And I said, "How did he remember that?" And the reason he probably remembered that is because he was sober the day before. So I remember people's names today. And I try not to forget them because they become the most important people in my life. You know, AA saved my life. It's given me a life. And I'm happy to say today that I'm a recovering alcoholic simply because there is hope for everyone who wants help. And everybody in AA is there for one reason, to help another human being, the other alcoholic that needs it. It desperately, desperately need to help each other. And I don't want to give this up simply because I feel good today helping people. So, you know, like I said, my name is Ralphie. I am an alcoholic. I'm here for the duration, I hope, but I know one thing. I'm here for these 24 hours. And I want to say Happy New Year to everybody because I'm going to remember this New Year's because I'm sober.
Ralph, thank you very much for sharing. You're listening to Steppin' Out.